Hello everybody and welcome to Tech Bytes, and today we're going to be talking about the most recent news around Starlink in the case of Zimbabwe. Yay! We now have Starlink in Zimbabwe, finally. It's been long coming and we've been waiting for the longest time, but I'm happy that the announcement made today as of September the 7th is that Starlink is now available in our motherland Zimbabwe. So for those of you who do not know what Starlink is, in a nutshell, it is a satellite internet constellation, you know, which was constructed by Elon Musk's SpaceX, and it provides satellite internet access coverage to almost all over the earth. It tries to deliver high, you know, speed broadband internet to locations where access has been unreliable, expensive, or completely unavailable. So internet as long as you have this Starlink modem. And we're looking at making sure that the rural and underserved areas now have this coverage of internet. And this is quite a game changer for many Zimbabweans who have been struggling with internet connectivity. So it uses low earth orbit as a service. These are low earth orbit satellites. What that means that it ensures that there is lower latency and high speeds compared to your traditional satellite internet services like your Liquid Home, your Utande, and your Telone and so forth. So how much do you need to part with? Well, yeah, it doesn't come cheap. The initial setup fee would be around 350 for you to get the kit, and then beyond that you obviously have to have a subscription fee of around $50 for the residential package, and also there is an additional shipping and handling fee of about $23. This structure makes then Starlink a competitive option, especially in the Zimbabwean market, considering the performance benefits. And then we will talk about the installation and setup in other episodes that will follow, but just for those who want to know why they need to have Starlink or why they should consider having Starlink, obviously if you're a business, it's good to have a backup, a fallback plan in the case that there is your main link goes down. At least you know that you're always connected with Starlink, especially now that we're in the era of e-commerce and digital. We really need to make sure that all our products, all our services are always online. And also one of the key benefits of Starlink really is that there is high speed internet with speeds of up to 200 megabits per second. Yeah, I said it, 200 megabits per second. Now I know with the current speeds that most Zimbabweans are experiencing, that jump from 1 megabits per second to 200 would be most welcome. I know you'll be downloading your favorite movies, streaming your favorite shows in like split of a second, and that's what we want. We want to make sure that there is no monopoly in the space of internet and that everyone is not left behind when it comes to connectivity. Obviously, the other advantage is that there is wide coverage. I know when you go kumachonyonyo in the most remote areas, there are many places that you'll not have connectivity when it comes to internet. Your MNOs do not have coverage there. Even your your other internet service providers do not have coverage. But with this low orbit Starlink, it means that even you can still have internet. Now that will be dope. So that's another benefit of Starlink. And also obviously in terms of the contracts, you don't really need to have a contract. It's foolproof. So users can cancel, you know, their subscription at any given time, providing flexibility. But there will always be, you know, challenges. Like I said, I spoke about the initial cost. I also spoke about the upfront cost of the hardware kit itself, which may be a barrier for some of the users, because for most Zimbabweans, 350 is not a joke. That's something that you really need to save up for. But I think once you have it set up and once it's functional, it could be a good addition to your setup. And then also, just like with satellites, satellite internet can be affected really by extreme weather conditions, which may affect your affect your performance. So Starlink's kits are not immune to such things. And also, we know that Zimbabwe experiences power problems, power failure or power cuts almost now and again. And if you do not have an alternative source of power, it means that when power goes, it means you also not have internet, as long as you do not have an alternative source of power, because the kit needs to be connected to some form of power. So that has been Tech Bytes, and I was talking about Starlink. Make sure that you also visit the Starlink website and just join the forums when we're talking about everything to do with Starlink. I'll be looking forward to your comments. What do you think? Do you think this is going to change how people interface with other internet service providers? Is the data price going to be going down, or is it going to be the same? What do you think is going to be happening? Let me hear your comments in the comment section, and we again communicate in the next installment of TechBytes. Keep safe.